Hello there and welcome to Winning Karma. And if you're listening to this, I'm recording this in the morning, but of course if you're listening right now, it could be the evening, it could be night. I hope you're well. I hope this finds you in the best spot possible. I think the way in which you live your life should always be one where you're constantly striving for excellence, but I also believe that that should be done using some actionable items and tips that really almost concrete results can emanate from it. So today I want to talk about how we can hack our feelings. So hacking our feelings is a term for how we can feel the way we want to feel. I was having a conversation with an entrepreneur just the other day, and this entrepreneur I will bring onto the podcast very, very soon, along with many other entrepreneurs that I know. And I like his insight. He has some great insight. He's very insightful and he's a doer, but also very epic in the way he executes and does things. So I was having this conversation and I was talking about things that we do on the podcast that are actionable, that we often give tips that you can just action and get results from. So I'm giving you more practical examples, practical tips today, which will help you make your life more epic and move forward on the path of excellence and push forward past any obstacles. So Mondays, and I've spoken about Mondays, are traditionally seen as a humdrum day because we've just finished over the weekend. I have alluded to this before, but just bear with me. If you want your day or your week to feel incredible, elevating, and feel a sense of euphoria and accomplishment, then you have to work towards it. We have to be able to work towards it. What we have to do, and I'm going to give you some very actionable items today, what we have to do is to set the mood. And how do you set the mood? Very easy, but hard to accomplish at times. Sit down, write down how you'd like to feel. And remember, we're hacking this, hacking these emotions and feelings. Sit down and put down how you'd like to feel this coming week. So you could actually start now. If you're listening in the US, this is going to be a Labor Day weekend. So spend a few minutes, sit down, jot down how you'd like to feel in the coming week. Then work towards that. Create an environment that nurtures those emotions of happiness, of feeling elevated, of euphoria. What will you do? Where will you go? Who will you surround yourself with? Do these things. And it will allow you to hack your week. Because, again, and I won't go into too much neuroscience, but there is a connection to the brain, and hacking our feelings is not fake. It's real. We can hack our feelings to feel how we want to feel in the coming week by surrounding ourselves with the most elevating, the most inspiring and encouraging things around us. And when we do that, we can hack our feelings, hack our emotions, and feel the way we are. And here's the thing, here's the beauty of this. When we hack our feelings and we feel good, and we feel elevated, inspired, and energized, then we'll continue to do that. Because if those feelings inspire great productivity and efficiency and make us feel good in our relationships, then why wouldn't we do more of it? And so that's one clear way of hacking our emotions. And it seems simple, but that's for those. I'll just go over it again. Today we're talking about hacking our emotions, our feelings. And here's the tip. Basically, work towards how you want to feel. Work towards how you want to feel in the coming week. Surround yourself with the right people, the right support mechanism, and make sure that you absorb the right information. Positive, encouraging statements will help us to drive us forward and encourage change. So step forward, take your best foot forward. Just take a small step, because a journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. And that's what I wanted to talk to you about today. We'll be back very soon. It may be a very short podcast, but I just wanted to give you a few nuggets today. And wish you, if you're in America, of course, wish you a wonderful Labor Day weekend and keep on winning. Boom!